Well, there's absolutely no doubt that we should work hard, but whatever we do, we should give it our best. But just because we do this doesn't automatically mean that we're going to be successful. The one determining factor is whether or not we do it is the sovereignty of God. And the wise way to live life is to recognize and acknowledge God's sovereignty over our situations and to recognize and acknowledge our own limitations. So Solomon came to realize the sovereignty of God more and more as his thinking started to become stable. And so we see that success is not determined by one's own ability. Look at verse 11 of chapter 9 of Ecclesiastes. Again, I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor to the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge, but time and chance happen to them all. And so the swift runner may still lose the race. The truth of this verse is you can be as fast a runner as you want or persistent a runner as you can be and still lose. And his point is you can train as much as you want and become as fast as you can become and still not win. Our own training and ability does not determine whether we win. God determines it. And a strong military may still lose the war. Solomon may have been thinking about his father David. David had personally gone one-on-one with some of the most impressive military men over history. And he had a time where he went against the Philistines, and there was a powerful force at that time. And he's nothing more than a shepherd, and he walks out into the valley to face the most intimidating soldier of his time, and that soldier's name was Goliath. David not only defeated Goliath, but the Israelites started chasing the Philistines, and they started running away like cowards. So even with all their size and strength, they lost. So think of the political powers that have gone down when they turned against even little Israel. Egypt, Assyria, Babylonia, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, all roads led there. Yet one by one, these powers were destroyed. And with all their size and strength, they still lost. And so we need to realize that our size and strength has little to do with that victory. If God is on our side, he is all we need to win. And God is the key to victory, not our speed, not our size, not our strength. A strong mind does not mean that we're always going to prosper. Just because one is wise or discerning does not mean he'll be rich. Sometimes wise people end up on this earth with very little. In fact, most of the time it is true. People who are highly committed to God's word, people who are really wise, don't always wind up with much in this life. And so if God classifies one as wise, in the next life he's going to be extremely wealthy. A great ability does not mean one will be favored. Truth is, in this life, one can have abilities, never be favored. He can take a long time until he's favored. You can look at the life of Joseph. It was years before this man was favored by anyone. In the illustration of the man in chapter 9, 13 through 15, he was never favored. Great ability does not always come to the one that's favored. Sometimes the best players don't even make the team. Sometimes the hardest working students are passed up for the scholarships and awards. Sometimes the one on the job who knows the most never gets promoted. In fact, promotions pass him by. So we must all ask, what is it or who is it that determines that outcome? And the answer, of course, is God. God is the one who sovereignly determines the outcome of everything. It's truly all of him. And so Solomon, at the end of verse 11, names two things over which man has no control. Time and chance. The word chance includes events and incidents. So we're limited by time. We're limited by unplanned and unscheduled events over which we don't have any control. So that's from verse 11. Then verse 12, situations in life are not controlled by man. Look at verse 12 with me. For man does not know his time, like fish that are taken in an evil net, and like birds that are caught in a snare. So the children of man are snared at an evil time when it suddenly falls upon them. So he doesn't know his own time limit. We don't know how much time God will give us on earth. And wise is the individual who uses that time he has for the glory of God. We don't know when or how we're going to die. We don't know how long God will grant us life on the earth. And so evil times can come upon any man. We have no control over those adverse or evil things that happen to us. God is a sovereign God. He'll grant us prosperity and he'll grant us adversity. So we naturally would choose prosperity, but it's not always what God wants to grant us. God can send so many different things. He can allow so many things. And God does not apologize for the fact that he sovereignly controls everything. In fact, it is this very reality that should cause us to fear him and love him and live for him. And that's the key to a meaningful and happy life.